This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Spring training baseball, the Twins beat the Pirates yesterday in Fort Myers 5-1. They got a home run from emerging talent Luke Kuechel. Minnesota takes on the Phillies today in Clearwater. Tonight, the Wild are back at it. They skate at Chicago. The Timberwolves are home tonight, welcoming Phoenix. Anthony Edwards will miss the game with a sore knee. College basketball, the Gopher men will play Baylor in the opening round of the Crown College Invitational in Vegas early next month. Minnesota accepted that invite yesterday. Meanwhile, the Golden Gopher women will host Green Bay in the opening round of the NCAA tournament on Friday at Williams Arena. Senior center Sophie Hart of Farmington says hosting these games is great.
There's a point in the middle of the year where we're like, maybe like a 7 seed. I think we could host. I think we went out, you know, we could host. And people are like, oh, you're kind of crazy for that. But, I mean, we did it. So just super proud of this group. Hopefully we pack the barn. Hopefully our weather gets a little bit better here in Minnesota. And see y'all there.
Weather should be warming up. Friday's game will tip at 5 at the barn. The Minnesota Duluth women's basketball team earned a trip to the Division II Elite Eight with a double OT win over Concordia St. Paul last night in Mankato, 94-87. UMD senior guard Maria Counts of Crystal scored 25 to lead the way. She says the Bulldogs are used to coming from behind as they did again last night.
I hate to say it, but we put ourselves in that situation a lot this year. So we battled back for quite a few games. Which was great because, yeah, it really did. It built our team up, and we knew we just need to stay calm in those situations. And Concordia is a team where they can just put it away with that lead and just keep going if you don't swing the momentum. I think just keeping our cool and knowing, trusting each other in those really excitable moments was key there.
The women's Elite Eights next week in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the UMD men play Oklahoma Baptist tonight in Topeka. They have a chance to get to the men's Elite Eight. The St. Thomas men are at Seattle tonight in the NIT. This is MNN Sports.